True prophetic love, a bond that's pure and true. True prophetic love, a love that guides us all in everything we do.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has stated, recite salat upon me wherever you are, as your salat reaches me. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching True Prophetic Love. In this series, we talk about the Sahaba Ikram and their love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and how they showed their love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were talking about the third Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman Dhul Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was married to two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had immense love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will proceed with his magnificent love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When, upon the advice of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an to the Quraysh in Makkah al-Mukarrama with the message of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, many blessed companions, they felt envy of the fact that Sayyidina Uthman Dhul Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala an had the privilege of going to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and now he would have the view of the sacred Baytullah and perform the Tawaf of the Kaaba. So this is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has migrated to Madinah al-Munawwara, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came at the Maqam of Hudaybiyah, at the place of Hudaybiyah, and he sent Sayyidina Uthman Dhul Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala an as his ambassador into Makkah al-Mukarramah. And so when the Blessed Companions alayhim ridwan, they humbly expressed their feelings to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I believe Uthman will not perform the tawaf of the Kaaba until we are surrounded. Companions alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not have any obstacle regarding it, then what will prevent Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala from the tawaf of the Kaaba? Sayyidina Uthman Dhul Nurayn radiallahu ta'ala, he has the opportunity to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, he has the opportunity to look at the Kaaba al-Musharrafah, and he has the opportunity to do tawaf of the Kaaba, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Maqam of Hudaybiyah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I believe Uthman will not perform the tawaf of the Kaaba until we are surrounding it. SubhanAllah. In order to overcome this confusion of the companions alayhim ridwan, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I believe he will not perform the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba without us. SubhanAllah. These are the feelings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the loyalty of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, that even though Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he does indeed have this opportunity that he will be in Makkah al-Mukarramah, yet he will not perform tawaf of the Kaaba without the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he returned from Makkah al-Mukarramah. The blessed companions alayhim ridwan, they asked him, Ya Aba Abdullah, O Abu Abdullah, you will be feeling relaxed after performing the tawaf of the Kaaba. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he replied, you have made incorrect judgment about me. And then the words he radiallahu ta'ala said contain many madani pearls for people like us who claim to have devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what he said. He said radiallahu an, by the one in whose power my life is, if I had lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah even for the entire year, I would not have performed tawaf without the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas Quraysh did not obstruct me from the tawaf of the Kaaba. SubhanAllah. He had no obstructions, no obstacles in his way. The Kaaba was in front of him. Yet, why did he refrain from doing tawaf around the Kaaba? Because of his love for the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he did not want to perform tawaf in the Kaaba without the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my dear viewers of Madari Channel, this is true prophetic love. This is true love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We see Hassan Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he had such a great respect and reverence for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not command him, did not prohibit him from doing tawaf of the Kaaba, yet he didn't do tawaf of the Kaaba. Why? Due to his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we see that even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not with Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala at this very moment, yet Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he still had respect and reverence for the Prophet ﷺ even in Makkah al-Mukarramah, when the Prophet ﷺ was not physically present in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So no matter where the beloved is, even us today, we must respect and revere the Prophet ﷺ. Because the Prophet ﷺ, not just because our deeds are being presented to the Prophet ﷺ, but wherever we are, we must respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, so that, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Rasul and honor and revere the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Regarding this blessed ayah, Ala Hazrat, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahimahullah ta'ala, has said, the most important is faith, as without faith, the reverence for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not accepted. So reverence for Rasul is after it, meaning after faith. As without it, no salah and worship is accepted. As all the people are the bondmen of Allah azza wa jal, but the real bondman of Allah is the one who is the slave of Mustafa. Otherwise, he will be the slave of Shaytan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true sense of slavery for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we must obey every command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherever we are, and we must, as mentioned in the ayah, that we must honor and revere the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherever we are. And when we further look at Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, we realize that another sign, another symbol, another manifestation of devotion to the Prophet ﷺ is shown in him, which is that a person should try to attain the pleasure of the beloved Rasul ﷺ. Because the pleasure of Rasulullah ﷺ is in fact the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, translation from Kanzul Iman, whereas Allah and His Rasul had more right that they should have pleased Him if they had faith. Allahu Akbar. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was always ready to attain the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to extend Masjidul Haram, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one of the inhabitants of Makkah al-Mukarramah, sell your house to me so that I can include it in Masjid al-Haram and guarantee you for a home in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the offer made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the ikhtiyar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, sell your house to me so that I can include it in Masjid al-Haram and guarantee you for a home in paradise. Allahu Akbar. And that person humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have no other house except this, nor is there any other shelter for me and my family in Mecca. Therefore, this person, he didn't agree to sell the house. In the pre-Islamic era, this person was a friend of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And when Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he heard about this news, what did he do? He went and he bought the house for 10,000 dinars. 10,000 dinars. And then he went to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have learned that you intend to include such and such person's house in Masjid al-Haram and want to guarantee him paradise. Your Highness, now this house is mine. Will Your Excellency take it from me in return for a home in paradise? And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved of Allah, the final messenger of Allah, he replied in the positive. And so the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he received the house from Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and gave him a surety of a home in paradise and made the Muslims witness for it. Subhanallah. Always ready to please the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the trust in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has promised paradise, so it must be true. And then what does he do? He gives 10,000 dinars from his wealth to purchase this house and give it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a sprinkle from this ocean of love that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala he had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, another sign of expressing devotion and love for the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is to love the Holy Quran. To love Al-Quran al-Majid and to form a habit to recite it, to act upon its commandments and to refrain from the acts which are forbidden in the Quran. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to love the Quran is a sign of love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because the Quran was revealed to whom? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we love the Quran, in fact we are showing love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and appreciating the revelation which was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was unique in this sign of devotion. We know him famously for this, that he was Jami'ul Quran, and we will come to that inshallah. He radiallahu ta'ala an would recite the whole Quran at night during worship. We may be thinking, how did these people recite the entire Quran in night? How did they pray so many nawafil at night? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are called karamat. These are things which are against the norm, manifested at the hands of a friend of Allah. These are called karamat. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places barakah in their time, blessings in their time, so that they are able to do much in such a small period of time. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala said, when Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was surrounded by his enemies to martyr him, so at that time his respected wife radiallahu ta'ala anha told the enemies, whether you martyr him or leave him, he is the personality who completes the whole Quran in only one rakah during the whole night. Allahu Akbar. One rakah, he completes the entire Quran. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he is given the title Jami'ul Quran because of his magnificent service of the Holy Quran in compiling it and safeguarding the Quran. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an had previously, with the consultation of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, had collected the manuscripts of the glorious Quran from various places during his period of ruling, but still three activities were left to be carried out, and who would be honored to carry out these activities other than Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And what did he do? First of all the text to be copied into one manuscript, and then sending these copies into the major cities of the caliphate at the time. And lastly, it was to instruct everyone to recite in the accent of the Quraysh, meaning having a standard set out across the Islamic caliphate for the manuscripts of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an to carry out these blessed actions, and the compilation of the Quran was accomplished according to the divine pledge. It is for this reason that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he is called Jami'ul Quran, which means the compiler of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. In another one of his titles, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was titled صاحب الحجرتين. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to spend abundance of his wealth for the propagation of Islam. And similarly, he never lagged behind to present himself for the services of the deen. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam in its early days. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also known as Sahibul Hijratain, the one who migrated twice, because firstly, he migrated to Habasha in Ethiopia and then to Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that during the days when the rebels, they laid siege to the house of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, they cut off the water supply to his house, leaving him without even a single drop of water. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us realize who this person is and what he is going through at this time, so that we better understand what is to come. He is the third caliph of Islam. He is the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam twice. He is the compiler of the Quran. He is the one who would recite the whole Quran in one night. He is the one who migrated twice. He is the one from the Ashara Mubashara, from the 10 who were promised paradise. Yet this is the situation he is going through. Water is cut off completely from his house. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala would suffer from intense thirst. And so Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I went to see him. He radiallahu ta'ala looked at me and said, Marhaban bi akhi, oh my brother, welcome. And then he radiallahu ta'ala said, oh Abdullah bin Salam, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this window last night. The most merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a very sympathetic manner, O Uthman, have these people subjected you to pangs of thirst by denying you water? I humbly answered in the affirmative. Upon that, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately lowered a bucket towards me, filled it with water, and my thirst was quenched with that water. I can still feel the soothing effect and coolness of that water in my chest and between both of my shoulders. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, if you wish, I'll help you against these people, or if you like, you may come to me and break your fast in my company, and I prefer to break my fast in the blessed court of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is who? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala has said, after this conversation, I departed from there. And exactly on the same day, Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Dhu-Nurayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred by the rebels. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at his devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And Imam Jalaluddin Abdul Rahman As-Suyuti As-Shafi'i Rahimahullah ta'ala has stated in Al-Hawid al-Fatawi that according to what Allama Ibn Ba'atis Rahimahullah ta'ala said, the incident of beholding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not occur to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala in a dream. Rather, it occurred while he was awake. Bil mushafaha, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reality, so the Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is possible, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let us not be a target of wasawis of the shaitan, a target of the whispers of the shaitan that this is not possible. It is mumkin, it is possible. It is not mustahil. It is not impossible for this to happen. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. And although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has departed from this world, apparently, yet the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has the ability to come into dreams and has the ability to appear in front of a believer or a person bil mushafaha, that they can see them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person can see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own eyes. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And so, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when love is at such a stage where it is, it 'tis undescribable how much love this great ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, had for him. In this difficult time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is coming and giving glad tidings to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and has the option to break the fast with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Haqeeqat mein wo lutfe zindagi paaya nahi karte, jo yaad-e Mustafa se dil ko behlaya nahi karte. Indeed, the ones will never attain true satisfaction in their life. Only those will attain this contentment in their life, that when they go through such a calamity, that they are able to sway their heart in the remembrance of the Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, and the zikr of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grants them peace and security and hope in their heart. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love of the Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us not worried when we get into a calamity, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts whatever we say and enables us to act upon what we say. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
True prophetic love, a bond that's pure and true. True prophetic love.